discover everlasting self-love.
This will be.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's South Korean intelligence that North Korea is restoring a long-range rocket launch site dismantled last year during negotiations with the U.S. President Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week ended early with no new agreement, and National Security Advisor John Bolton says Kim wanted sanctions relief.
While potentially still concealing a lot of nuclear weapons capability, missiles, and the rest of it.
Bolton on Fox Business Network. House Democrats plan a resolution condemning anti-Semitism.
The draft does not name Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, but the resolution is a response to statements made by the freshman lawmaker. Omar has been critical of AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group, and has said supporters hold allegiance to a foreign country.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Italy's new basic income welfare system starts today. People get debit cards and join a job search or training program. This is Fox News.
Recently, I asked the members of the 93.1 Morning Show what one word best describes them. Greg Budell, what one word best describes the Morning Show? Jay Scott, what's your word?
Excelsior!
What's your one word, Emily Hayes?
Unity!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what one word best describes the Morning Show?
Chicken!
You could have called that one in. And Rich Thomas, you get the last word. What one word best describes the Morning Show here on 93.1?
Cool!
There you have it. What's your one word to describe the people who get up early every morning to entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Don't start that again. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Unity!
That's our middle name. Unity! It's 3 minutes after 8 on News Talk 93.1. I have a special guest joining us a little bit later this hour. Yeah. Steve Miller tickets to win. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. And we're going to talk tornado relief and the weather with Rich Thomas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
We got down into the 20s this morning. We haven't done that since January. Sunshine still very chilly today with a high temperature around 53. The normal high is 67. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Third freeze in a row. Overnight low temperature 30. Tomorrow, more sun. Nice afternoon recovery. We'll get up to about 63. And that sure is better than 53. Friday, increasing clouds. High around 71. Could be an isolated shower by late day. Saturday, I think we'll be in the middle 70s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by afternoon. But the severe weather threat begins to rise as we get towards Saturday evening, Saturday night, through the overnight hours Saturday night, and in through Sunday morning. That's a long window of time, but severe thunderstorms with the possibility of damaging winds and tornadoes also possible again this weekend, just like last weekend. But we're talking about sometimes Saturday night into Sunday morning. And we'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, we have clear skies. North winds at 8 miles per hour, so not much of a wind chill factor, but the temperature is 36, wind chill factor 29 at 8:05.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Today's the day that all broadcasters are getting together to help people in Lee County. We're looking for donations. Stuff like, bottled water.
Yeah, the stuff that you need to get through day to day. Bottled water.
Non-perishable snacks.
Baby diapers, wipes, toiletries, yeah, things like that.
Deodorant, cleaning wipes.
They're asking that folks hold off on donating clothes at this time. But yep, also, as important as those non-perishable donations are the monetary donations to help with cleanup and recovery. So if you visit our Blue Water Broadcasting Facebook page or the News Talk Facebook page. You can find all the information you need there on how to donate to Community Foundation of East Alabama, which is handling all the donations for the Lee County Tornado Recovery Fund.
And specifically, if you want to go by a location, the Montgomery Emergency Management Office, which happens to be located, if you do a Google search for 9/11 Communications Parkway, Montgomery Emergency Management Office, from 8 to 5 today. So they are open now till 5 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, thank you for the update on that. At 8:06, back to the traffic dungeon.
Rolling through the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour this morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic still seeing a big problem on I-65. We have an accident just south of Cobbs Ford Road on 65. That's got traffic slowed way down. Plus, we have the usual delay down at the river bridges and Highway 143. If you're in that area, just be patient. You'll get through there eventually. If you're over on I-85, we don't see any problems for you this morning. Everything's rolling along just fine. We see a lot of traffic on the boulevard this morning. There's slowdowns around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughn Road and the I-85 intersection. Also, a big pileup around the Atlanta Highway, and it's real thick between the Atlanta Highway and I-85 this morning. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us, or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I understand we move in a society very swiftly, and that we're big into convenience, but we now have churches today in New Jersey and St. Louis who are doing drive-by Ash Wednesday.
Oh, where you can get your ashes...
Ashes to go.
No.
Ashes to go.
How does that work?
And I'll take the fries, too.
I know, I guess you reach out and they give you your happy heel.
That's not...
I've often wondered if they were going to do drive-by confessionals at some point at Catholic Church.
We did that on the radio.
Yeah,
we let people call up and talk about they stole their neighbor's newspaper, and you know, we didn't get anything too racy. It was fun.
Did you make them do a certain amount of Hail Marys and Our Fathers?
I forget what we had them do, but we did have them do some type of penance. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and today is the day, then we'll see some folks with ash on the forehead.
Yep. How do you do the drive? I mean, do you just drive up? Is there like line of cars and then it's like puts the thing on?
It's kind of, you know, you're not doing...
How is it normally done then?
Well, there are priests that are drawing crosses on people's foreheads outside train stations, coffee shops, so they can just get it out of the way while they're on the way to work without having to stop by a church.
Shouldn't be something that you just get out of the way. You need to go through.
You don't necessarily have to go to mass.
Yeah.
So it was done at a service.
Yeah, you go to mass.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Ash Wednesday service.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's a church service with a message and the reflection of what's to come over the next 45 days. You're preparing for the death and resurrection.
Right.
What did you guys decide to give up for us?
Fast food here, and including all pizza.
Wait a minute. Pizza was included in that?
See, they're bringing the Grand Mac back.
That's what I'm... oh, don't say that, buddy.
No, because we went to McDonald's last night. Buddy. I was like, Rich and I are giving up fast food.
Yeah, I'm giving up fast food.
So today's the day you start this abstinence?
Yes.
And actually, when I give up something like that, that's when you start wanting it. You know what I mean? But I'll go through this.
All right.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
The traffic guy or the caller? We got the caller on the phone.
Oh. It is Balake, and I am present.
Welcome.
Just like yesterday. But no, y'all were talking about the drive-by Ash Wednesday thing. There was a church that did that here.
Is that right?
I don't know if it was last year or a couple years ago over at Crampton Bowl.
Wow.
That's where I'm one of those dreaded state employees. And so where I work, we have to park in the Crampton Bowl parking lot. And there was a minister standing right there across the road. And they had a sign. They had the thing around their neck and everything. And they were just standing there waiting for people to come up to them.
So it's not just Catholic Church then?
No, I mean, I'm Lutheran.
Yeah,
okay. This is something we talk about often. Lutheran.
No, I know that, but I mean, I thought ashes were part of the Catholic thing.
Just a quick summary for everyone, because I had to look it up so I could get my words right. Ash Wednesday is a holy day of prayer, fasting, and repentance. Ash Wednesday derives its name from the placing of repentance ashes on the foreheads of participants, focusing on remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
I got you.
So
Catholics have a mass and do it. What does Lutheran do?
We'll have a communion service.
Okay, so there is a service involved when it's done.
A piece of ash with that service.
You're going. You're going somewhere, and I'm not sure where.
What? What do you get? What's everybody so? Thanks, Balaka.
There will.
Yeah, have a good one.
Just like the Catholics have a holy mass, we have divine service. So
see, always in my head because there's a couple people here who would come in. Mary, when she worked here, would come back from it,
right?
And I didn't know it was a mass. It always to me was like going to vote.
You got something on your forehead.
You
there,
go honey. Through, you go up and you do the thing, and then you come back.
Right,
and
that with was a stick.
I didn't know a service was involved.
I wonder if they're going to go to stickers.
Why would you just show up and have somebody rub ashes on your head and not observe why they're putting ashes on your head?
I got an idea. Look, if you don't have time to stop at a church, come by the thinking stoop.
Virginia Slim ashes don't count.
Why? What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Virginia Slim ashes. It's ashes.
Somebody rubbing cigarette ashes on my dang old forehead.
Rather fight than switch.
All right, guess what? We're ready for the big Steve Miller contest.
Okay. How exciting.
Now, this is...
Woot.
Yeah, that goes right back.
Woot. Yay, fun.
This is a triple play.
Yes.
Three Steve Miller songs.
Where's it at?
On top of each other.
Where's it at?
Yeah.
It's.
Did you put it on a hotkey?
Yes,
between
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can stop and start it.
Because I want to say I had it listed what the songs were, but I remember.
Oh, do you? I hope you remember.
No, I remember now.
Okay.
I'm going to play this clue.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
I need the title of all three Steve Miller songs.
No. You got to do more than that.
No.
No, I need more than that. Play the whole song.
That's it.
Ooh.
272-9228.
Gosh, I can't.
Steve Miller tickets and a Seafood Bistro gift card.
My brain can't process.
How exciting.
How about that? How exciting? You tell us.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my heathen friend, Jay.
Not a heathen, just uninformed. That's
I mean,
all. Just uninformed.
This thing, how long have we known each other?
I'm ordained. I'm not a heathen.
That's right.
You're not right.
He's licensed to the Lord.
Licensed to the Lord.
But when does it run out?
When does the Lord have to renew his license?
It's like
on
a Blockbuster card. It never really is. Did you see that the only Blockbuster left is in Oregon?
Yeah.
In the entire world.
Yep.
By
they
the way.
Closed the Alaska one?
They closed. The Alaskan one is closed, and then they closed another one that was outside of the U.S., making the one in Oregon the last.
I shouldn't have bought a franchise just recently.
But there is only one seafood bistro.
And it's located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right here in lovely, historic Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, that's okay, Jay. I'll finish.
Sorry, the line started coming in. Hi, who's this?
So one thing we haven't talked about in a while are the appetizers. Appetizers.
So some people don't eat meat during Lent, and so Seafood Bistro is a great place.
Oh, it's an absolutely perfect place because, you've got crab claws. That's on the appetizer list, as well as corn nuggets. And, when you're going there for fish, let's talk about the fish options.
Okay.
Because that's going to be big for you during Lent.
Yep.
You can make a platter out of so many things. You can even do a combo Craven platter. So if you've got some big hunger you need to satisfy, you can do so with snapper, tilapia, a dressed catfish that has the bone in. It's fried. It's absolutely fantastic. Don't take our word for it. Go experience it for yourself. And there's multiple ways to do so. Dine in at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
Visit them online at the Seafood Bistro at Dadkem.
How about the waiter app?
The waiter app, all delivery apps, they utilize those. You can always call ahead at 279-7500. And place your order and pick it up in person and meet the fine staff at the Seafood Bistro. I'm finished now, so you can go ahead and continue with the radio show.
I'm just getting ready for services at the thing instead.
That is not, you're not, no.
You don't produce ashes on Ash Wednesday.
You're not, no.
You know, it's not the way it works.
No, it's not the way it works. And I know, I feel...
Okay, let's do our Steve Miller contest.
Well, why can't I talk?
Because we've got people
waiting.
You know
what? Here's this extra mic. Y'all just take that. I'll be back over here.
All right,
I'm going to play the clue very quickly.
Okay.
There's three Steve Miller songs there. Let's see if Daniel can tell us which three they are.
What do you got,
Daniel? Don't tell him which ones. You got to get them right.
Okay.
All right.
What? Okay. All right, I'm gonna go with the Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, and Rockin' Me.
Ooh.
No.
Nope. Sorry, wrong trio, but you're welcome to try again.
Now, I don't know the answer, but I think in my brain you got one right. I don't know.
All right, let's see if Teresa can guess the three Steve Miller songs in that clip.
Oh, wow. Go On, Take the Money and Run. Fly Like an Eagle.
Uh-huh.
And...
Need one
play
more?
Play one more time.
Oh, you can play one more. Just name one more song.
Jungle Fever.
Nope.
Sorry.
Not it.
Nice try. Mm. All right, 2729-228. One more crack at the clip. 272-9228, human Steve Miller tickets. If you can tell us the three songs that are in that little blurb there at 818.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has called the Alabama legislature into a special session in an effort to raise the gas tax to improve the state's roads and bridges. Ivey is proposing a 10-cent gas tax increase to be phased in over 3 years. President Donald Trump has approved a major disaster declaration for Lee County following the massive EF4 tornado that tore through the Beauregard community, killing 23 people. The president is planning to visit Lee County Friday to survey the damage. And Lee County officials released the names and ages of the 23 victims from Sunday's tornado. They range in age from 6 to 89. We know that four children are among the dead, ages 6, 8, 9, and 10. The Lee County coroner says one family lost seven people in the storm. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look around the river region, and we have a couple of accidents. We have an accident at Vaughn Road and the Boulevard, and that one is with injury, so be careful. Emergency units are headed that way, so watch out in that vicinity. There's also an accident on I-85 southbound between Perry Hill and Ann Street, so watch out as the traffic slows down in that area. Traffic is still moving, but moving slowly. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, no problems there, and it looks like I-65 is clearing up coming in from Prattville, but be careful if you're on I-65. You will slow down around the river bridges. We're about to wrap up the school zones. Remember, your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. We got a game going on right now. We'll give away Steve Miller tickets. It is the Steve Miller Triple Play. In this clue, there are three distinct Steve Miller songs. Identify all three and win tickets to the Steve Miller concert.
By the way, three of us in this room don't know the answer. Only Jay does.
Here is the clue one more time.
I know, I know one. I listened real hard.
I got one.
Give me that piece
Anita,
of paper.
Anita, you are next on this.
Okay. Is it Joker, Take the Money and Run, and Fly Like an Eagle?
No.
Oh, man.
That's one of them, isn't it?
Sorry about that.
Yes.
272-9228.
Got one, Rich.
Maybe Daryl's got it.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Daryl.
Hi.
Hey.
What do you think?
Guessing, but I'm going to say Rockin' Me, Babe.
Okay.
Take the Money and Run and Fly Like an Eagle.
No.
Wow, this is tough.
I, you know, I asked him if Rockin' Me Babe, well, never mind.
Can we play it again?
I'm going to play the clue again. Listen carefully. Give me the title of the three songs in this clip, and you'll win tickets to see Steve Miller. That's it.
Boy, that is...
I'm stuck on the one song that I heard.
No, I know.
Well, write down what you... Did you hear anything else?
I thought I heard...
Okay, hang on.
2729228.
These are hard.
Rich and I, group effort over here.
These are hard.
That's what you can do with your friends, though. If you're listening, y'all can group effort and call in, and then both of you can go.
But the one you wrote down here, mm-hmm. I definitely just heard that one, no doubt.
Billy, what did you hear?
Hey, man. I'm going to try to crack it, bud.
Okay.
Fly Like an Eagle, Take the Money and Run, and Jet Airplane.
No.
Wow.
Ooh.
Jay, you did a good job on this.
I'm surprised.
Hey, who's this?
Should have done it backwards.
Brent.
What's your name?
Brent.
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 Okay.
What's the first letter of your last name?
L.
Thank you, buddy.
Brentel.
What do you think, Brent?
It's Fly Like an Eagle, Take the Money and Run, and Big Old Jet Airliner.
No.
Son of a gun!
I will say you guys are getting close.
2729228. We'll play the clue again in just a moment.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly this year is trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson. Kids 12 and under free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for all military and first responder families on Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at Saturday Matinee. For event and ticket information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fat Tuesday's history, and now there's Skinny Wednesday.
Skinny Wednesday.
To make up for all the hurricanes you drank, shrimp po' boys you ate, and beignets you crammed into your pie hole, try Skinny Wednesday.
For breakfast,
a cup of coffee and run 5 miles.
Lunch,
2 glasses of water, a piece of celery, and 30 minutes on the treadmill.
For dinner,
3 green beans and a piece of lettuce.
And for dessert,
another 30 minutes on the treadmill. Skinny Wednesday.
Skinny Wednesday.
Followed by back to eating like crap and binge drinking Thursday. Because, hey, that's life.
Hey, before we return to our Steve Miller Conundrum Contest for tickets to see him, everybody that's calling, even waste your time, we have a big drawing on Friday that Emily conducts, and one of the things she'll be giving away is the works from Don Duncan.
I will give it away.
So you may not have tickets for the show, but you'll have a tuned-up car to drive there.
Yep.
There you go.
That's always nice, right? Don Duncan with 3 locations and true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. downtown at 408 Madison, Highway 14 now, in Honeywood Heaven, Millbrook, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All right, I'm going to play the Steve Miller clue again.
Yay.
And we've got four folks who think they can figure it out. What three Steve Miller songs are in this clue? I know it's just
exactly me.
It's funny, they don't know, and
they don't know. It's their
no. I think that's probably right.
I think Carol. That's right too. Are these right?
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
You ready to win this thing?
I'm ready to give it a shot.
We got two of it. All right.
Go ahead. Give us your three songs.
We're guessing two.
How about "Rockin' Me," "Take the Money and Run," and "Space Cowboy"?
Nope.
Sorry. Nice try, though.
Good job.
So hard.
Ken.
Now that third one is good.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken. What's going on?
Hey.
You got
good
it?
Good morning.
Hi.
Is it?
Come
on.
Go ahead.
Is it Take the Money and Run, Joker, and Jet Airliner?
No, that's not it.
Sorry, man. This is not easy. Brian.
How about Take the Money and Run?
Uh-huh.
Rockin' Me Babe,
okay,
and Big Ol' Jet Airliner.
No, it's not it.
That's been guessed before. Oh. Those three were guessed before.
Thanks.
Oh, I thought, okay.
All right. And Daryl.
How about Jet Airliner, Take the Money and Run, and Fly Like an Eagle?
Nope, not it.
Jay, you did a good job on this, buddy.
That last one's going to be really tough.
We don't have the last... Emily and I figured out two of them, but we don't have the last one.
We're going to let a little more of the clue out here. And
you got to listen really, really hard.
Okay.
Focus, Rich.
All right.
The thing is, I don't know because... So I'm waiting for Jay to nod at me.
We don't know either.
Rich and I are trying to figure it out.
So let's listen here.
Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. 272-9228. Give us those three songs.
Son of a
would you
gun!
Oh, that's a good guess, but that he said no.
Give us those three songs and win tickets to see Steve Miller and a $10 Even Bistro gift card. Pretty good deal.
This is killing me.
If you have always thought about having the LASIK procedure done,
mm-hmm.
it's time to start thinking and start taking action. And that begins with one simple step. Call 271-3804 to Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. For starters, you can't possibly put your LASIK option in better, more experienced hands than Montgomery Eye. With the, first of all, it's a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. So their customer service and professionalism is second to none. Experience. Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin, in fact, Swami is over there visiting Dr. Swan this morning. Loves the man. When it comes to experience, they're the best. So you are in the best and most capable hands. And the price of LASIK has come down and become affordable for most. And even if you do want to spread the payments out, there's care credit for qualified customers. But step one is to see the refractive surgery counselor and see if this isn't going to be something you can consider. 271-3804. If you'd like to do some online research, visit this web address, onlinemep.com. Onlinemep.com, or again, 271-3804. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road in Montgomery.
First letter of your last
name. We are exactly 1.5 hour until the bus to Camp News and Views pulled in. We still have not solved the big Steve Miller mystery here. Which three Steve Miller songs are in this clip?
That third song, I can't get.
That is the tough one.
Can we do it again? No. One more time.
See, that's the way to do it, because the first time, I'm not criticizing.
Yeah.
But it was pretty easy to figure out the three. This was brilliantly done in your All right, Lewis, what do you think? You ready to win this?
Yeah. What you got?
Lewis, you there? Lewis?
Did Lewis put the phone down for a moment?
I mean, he was there a minute ago.
Yeah.
Well,
Lewis, you going once?
Hello.
Lewis.
Twice.
Lewis.
Hello.
Lewis.
All right, I put him back on hold. 272-9228.
Daryl's shot here.
Daryl's determined to win this thing.
Hey, Daryl.
I don't know. After hearing that last clip, I'm second-guessing myself again.
Okay.
Jet Airliner.
Uh-huh.
Take the Money and Run, and True Fine Love.
Nope.
Give me that piece of paper.
Nope.
We don't know the answer.
Let's say we found Lewis.
All right. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis? Yeah.
There he is.
There you go. We tried to get to you earlier. What do you think?
Almost threw your moment of glory away, buddy.
I think I'm hearing Jungle Love, Jet Airliner, and Rockin' Me.
Nope.
No, we went backwards.
No, nope, that's
thank you.
Appreciate your effort.
Sorry.
What's your name?
All right, 272-9228. Which three Steve Miller songs are in this clip?
Oh, besides, see, I keep hearing the same two I know, and
I keep hearing Fleetwood Mac and Aaron.
The third one seems okay. So I will say this: two of the songs were vocal.
Look.
And then you got it. And then. The third song is just a solo, a guitar solo.
Oh.
Yay!
Now I know the answer.
It gets drowned out a little bit because the other two songs are talking over it.
I understand.
But it's there.
I did it!
Anyway, she got it.
And I don't get to go or win anything, no, but I did it!
No, but you're hurting my ear.
This is Elric.
This is Elric. Hey, Al.
Hey.
El.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you know what they are?
I do.
I'm going to guess Take the Money and Run, Abracadabra, and Big Old Jet Airliner.
He got it!
That's the answer!
He got it!
Yeah. Yay!
Congratulations, that was hard.
First person to even name Abracadabra in their three choices.
Hard.
I thought somebody would come in with a guess of Threshold after you said it's just a guitar part.
Everybody got Jet Airliner. That was, I might get rich or I might get busted, that part.
Right, yeah.
But boy, oh boy, Abracadabra was hard. Congratulations.
Good job, because that was super tough. Because you get focused on the one song that you hear, and then the next time you hear the clue, you just hear it again.
Are we doing it again tomorrow?
I can do another one tomorrow.
All right, so you've not only won Steve Miller's tickets, but a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
And our respect.
Yes. Which.
And a doggy biscuit.
Let's see what that respect is worth. 8:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Here it is, the sixth day of March, and we got down to 28 this morning in Montgomery. That is the coldest temperature we've had since January. Our forecast for today, sunshine, still very chilly, well below normal. Today's high 53, so that's 14 degrees below the normal high. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze, third freeze in a row. Overnight low 30. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Nice afternoon recovery. Up to about 63 tomorrow. Up to about 71 on Friday as clouds increase. Maybe an isolated shower by late day. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. There could be some scattered thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon, but we're getting ready for a powerful storm system, which by midday Sunday will be into Arkansas and will be moving on eastward. And by Saturday evening, Saturday night, into Sunday morning, through the overnight hours Saturday night, possibility of severe weather. In fact, I think it's a very good possibility here in Alabama. There will be a tornado watch probably when the clocks change, when we spring forward. So we'll be looking at all modes of severe weather possible. Again, I know Alabama is getting a rough go of it this severe weather season so far. Right now this morning, north winds at 8 miles per hour. Temperatures 36. Wind chill factor 29 at 835.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what's really irritating?
What's... My mic's not on. That's really irritating.
When you don't know all three of the Steve Miller songs. So irritating. It's also irritating.
It may keep you up at night like a leaky faucet.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. Because Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go to take care of any irritating plumbing problem that may come up anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they're always ready to go. Whenever you call this number, 264-9666, there's going to be somebody who's picking up the phone. How can I help you? And by the way, It'll be weekend, it'll be a holiday, and they're still going to help you. And what do they charge extra? Oh, guess what? They don't. They don't charge you overtime extra charges just because it's a weird hour. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're very reliable. I like the fact that they pick up the phone and they give me an idea of, well, first of all, they'll tell you when you call in. We think we can get to you a little after lunch, probably early afternoon, and then somebody calls and says, we're on the way. And I think that's a great thing. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals to take care of you at Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. My certification number is 84417.
Hi, thanks. I have a special friend joining us in just a moment at 836, our final look at the roads.
As we wrap up our look at traffic on a Wednesday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents that should concern you. We have one on I-85 southbound. It's between Perry Hill and Ann Street, so be careful there. It's off to the side of the road, but it is slowing traffic down. We still have police working the accident at Vaughn Road and the Boulevard. That's an accident with injury, so that one will take a little while to clean up. Watch out there. And we have a new accident in the downtown area at 700 South Perry Street, so be careful in the downtown area. Things are returning to normal on the Boulevard with stop-and-go traffic. At most of the traffic lights and a large crowd out there at the Troy Highway. Of course, you got the accident at Vaughn Road, and we have a lot of people trying to get on the interstate in I-85. Let's be careful this morning, get to work safely, and we will see you this afternoon. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. President Donald Trump has approved a major disaster declaration for Lee County following the massive EF4 tornado that tore through the Beauregard community, killing 23 people. The president is planning to visit Lee County Friday to survey the damage. Lee County officials released the names and ages of the 23 victims from Sunday's tornado. They range in age from 6 to 89. We know that four children are among the dead, ages 6, 8, 9, and 10. The Lee County coroner says one family lost seven people in the storm. And Governor Kay Ivey has called the Alabama legislature into a special session in an effort to raise the Alabama gas tax to improve the state's roads and bridges. Ivey is proposing a 10-cent gas tax increase to be phased in over 3 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word.
As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason certain people haven't found their true love on those other dating sites. At MeHarmony.com, we connect you with your one true love, you.
I'm Ariana Grande. I've said thank you, next, so many times, I was getting discouraged. Yeah, but then MeHarmony showed me who really loves me. Me!
MeHarmony makes it easy for people to meet the person with whom they are truly compatible, themselves.
I'm Tom Brady. I found my true love. It's me. I love me. And not just because I'm the greatest football player ever. It's because I'm pretty, too.
See if you are the one who's truly meant for you by taking MeHarmony's compatibility.
Yo, Neil Clark Warren, I'm gonna let you finish. Forget Kim. I found someone with true artistry. Me, Kanye West.
Visit MeHarmony.com and discover everlasting self-love.
842 on News Talk 93.1 FM with Three Men and a Lady, and we have in the studio with us a guest who's been coming around. I'm going to guess, because time goes by so quickly, 6-7 years.
You're absolutely right on it.
And a year ago, he made my daughter so happy by doing this.
Happy birthday, dear Goose. Happy birthday to you.
Please clap.
Oh, man.
Man, I forgot how early in the morning it was when I recorded that.
My daughter is used to getting surprises from me, but that was one that just really blew her away. And John Cangelosi, it's great to have you back in the studio.
Well, that's David Cangelosi. John Cangelosi is my cousin, the baseball player. I know, we get confused all the time.
Oh, God.
Well, while you're getting yourself together over there, I got a little bone to pick with you. I got to get something off my chest. I got to tell you. I told you I have the app download, and I listen to you guys all the time because you're my favorites. Oh, and I love to keep up with my adopted hometown here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And the other day, I got to tell you, you were stunting heavy, jumping ugly, and casting shade all over the Italian, Chicago Italian beef sandwich. And I just want to tell you something. When I'm working with all the opera singers in Chicago, and they come from all over the world, they're like, we are from Russia, and it is lunchtime, and I'm from France, and another guy, it is, we are from Germany, where should we go for lunch? And I always take, because they know I'm from Chicago, I always take them to Mr. Beef or Al's Number One for an Italian, Chicago Italian beef sandwich, and they say it's the best sandwich they've ever had in the world.
Oh.
Just saying.
So he was trashing.
He's anger pointing at you.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
That's not politician point.
For
that's
rebuttal?
Anger.
For and rebuttal? Believe me, these opera singers, they love to eat.
Isn't it funny how you say things on the air and you don't know who's going to hear it?
And what city they're in and who you going to... Yeah.
I saw, I think it was a Food Network special on the Chicago Italian beef sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a couple of... Probably one of the locations you mentioned.
Very likely, yeah.
But you see, there's another factor with that sandwich. I was dating somebody named Pamela Krause in... She broke my heart and left me for a guy whose family owned an Italian beef sandwich on Harlem Avenue in Chicago.
They owned the sandwich.
I've had an aversion ever since.
Okay. You have to stand to eat the sandwich. You've got to, you don't sit to eat it. You got to stand and lean into a table, a big stanchion, because it slops all over the place. But that's part of the fun of it.
Would you say that their beef sandwich is more famous than the their pizza, the Chicago-style pizza?
Oh, yes. That Chicago-style pizza thing, that's a tourist kind of creation.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah, the Chicago-Italian beef sandwich is indigenous to the city. And I say, when all these opera singers, and believe me, they are a stout bunch of folks, when they're satisfied with a sandwich and they get back to rehearsal and it carries them for the rest of the day, you know they had a darn good sandwich.
Well, what brings you here today besides your car?
Well, every year they have me on, I come in to promote something that has become a real, real gift to the city. It's a real diamond, a diamond jewel, and I've got a great faculty flying in. Some of the world's most foremost opera singers are on their way right now, as we speak, into Montgomery, Alabama, because tomorrow we are doing a free concert, thanks to a very generous donor who happens to love opera and classical voice. And it's a free concert at Huntingdon College at 7 o'clock p.m., where we will present the best of opera, the best of Broadway, some great popular music. This year, we're going to have some zarzuela and a special guest from the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Okay.
It's always a full house. Again, it starts at 7 o'clock, so we want people to make sure that they're there by 6:30 or you're not going to find a seat. The point I'm trying to get at is that every single year when I'm on 93.1, when I'm here on talk radio, there are audience members, because I greet the audience on the way out. All my singers do. There are always people who are there who have heard me on this show. Yeah. Such is the power of 93.1 News Talk Radio.
Well, glad to hear that. Do you have to? Is it first come, first serve for tickets? I mean, for
there are no tickets. You just show up and you just come in and you find a seat.
All right.
And I say it's pandemonium every year because people want to come see these world class opera singers, and they even bring their children. It's not for the infants or toddlers, but a lot of parents will bring their 10, 11, 12 year olds to start exposing them to other things.
I think it's so important that age to get exposed to the fine arts. I saw the symphony for the first time when I was 8
Me
and
too.
Fell in love with it.
Chicago Symphony, I kind of did it because we got an afternoon out of school, but I used to love watching the Chicago Symphony do classical music.
Everybody shows up to see this, and we give them a nice healthy dose of Puccini and Verdi and all the great classics, Mozart, but we have such fun things that we do on it as well, so there's always something for everybody. Audience always really leaves happy. It's a fast performance. We start at 7, you're out before 8:30.
Stuff you would have to go to a major
hundreds
city.
Of dollars it would cost you anywhere from Birmingham to Boston.
Right.
It would cost you hundreds of dollars to hear these stars, and they are all dedicated opera, tier one opera stars. And two pianist coach conductors from the Metropolitan Opera and Manhattan School of Music to accompany them. Yeah. You would pay a fortune to see these people. We give it to you all for free.
By the way, you see how the way David is dressed?
I took a picture of him. Look, this is nothing new. Every year he shows up in an outfit. Now, this sweatshirt I'm wearing is new since you were
I was telling Rich when he was complimenting me when I walked in, I said, this is my Charles Osgood approach to life. I'll see you on the radio.
Right.
And it's out of respect for you all that I I'll see you on the radio because I always think somebody's watching that I come in nicely dressed for you all.
That's a beautiful blazer with a matte shirt and a kerchief in the pocket.
And my wife gives me a kerchief every one of these. It's the only thing we can afford at Hermes, but she gives me a different pocket square for every occasion.
That's beautiful.
Birthday or anniversary, and I have a great collection. And I made more use of them than I ever thought I would.
Just out of curiosity, how many years this is? I'm guessing this is at least the 6th or 7th time you've been with us.
Yes, it's like the 7th time that I've joined you on the radio. But this is our 12th anniversary. There's another important thing. It's called the Van Vocal Institute.
Right.
But we are a program of the Montgomery Symphony Orchestra in conjunction with Huntingdon College, which is our home campus.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do this big concert tomorrow, which is great. But on Friday and Saturday, we're going to be working with about 30 different students from 10 different colleges and universities from six different states, Alabama, a lot of adjoining states, who come to then get privately coached, get voice lessons and onstage master classes with all of this faculty who will be performing for the public tomorrow. It's our big kickoff event. And so we work with them for the next couple days so they can really learn. They get lectures and everything. And we provide it all for free for the next generation of opera stars and classical vocal artists. And then on Saturday at 5 o'clock in the same place, Ligon Chapel, Flowers Hall, Huntington College, where we're going to do that concert tomorrow.
Right.
On Saturday at 5 o'clock, we pick our 9 best students, and we put them in a snap recital competition. Huh. That goes very fast. It's only about 40 minutes. And we pick our top 9, and then we judge them, my faculty. We become adjudicators. And this year, we're giving away $12,000.
Wow.
It's amazing.
To celebrate our 12th anniversary.
Yeah,
and that's major money.
And they
put it toward their education funding. It really is a magnificent weekend. So
Montgomery's very fortunate to have this.
Absolutely.
And we hope it goes on for much longer than 12 years.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it's our best time of the year. And my faculty who comes, really, they do come from all over the world. Everyone who comes here and leaves say this is the most friendly, most hospitable city they've ever been in. And they all ask me to come back. So when they touch down today, I got some return faculty and I've got some new ones. But we always just have the best time here in Montgomery, Alabama. We really want everybody to come out tomorrow. Ligon Chapel, Flowers Hall at Huntington College. It's very easy to find. It's the centerpiece of the college. 7 p.m. start time for one of the greatest concerts they'll ever see. It's the premier concert of the season.
Well, come back and see us again, will you?
I promise you I will do that. Thank you for having me in today, all of you.
Absolutely.
Next year I'm going to dress better.
Well, next year you won't be battling pneumonia.
Yeah, we hope.
We hope. Yeah. Knock wood. Is this wood? It's some kind of
it's
something.
It's formica.
Roll Tide.
And by the way, the John Cangelosi thing came up the very first time we talked. John Cangelosi was a ball player for the White Sox.
Yeah.
And is a cousin.
Correct. Right. That is correct.
Yeah. And he was a pretty good ball player, too. I just thought it was amazing that the world was that small.
Yeah.
David, cool. It's great to see
Thank you.
Nice to see you all.
Great
really, it's nice to see you all. Thank you for having me, and God bless.
I know you'll never be able to teach me to sing, but maybe I could take a few fashion couture lessons.
I think you'd be... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's 8:53, a final word if you are interested. In fact, I just gave the number out yesterday. If you have a large property, residential, commercial, business, the first impression people have of your home, your business, or whatever it is you own, is how it looks on the outside. If you'd like to get the best possible result at a cost-efficient price, you owe it to at least give John Cato and JNS a chance to give you an estimate on doing that work. 202-8760. 202-8760. Estimates are free. If you owe it to your bottom line to get the best possible result with the minimal possible expenditure, why not give John a chance to provide that to you? And like I said, he also does residential work as well. He is amazing and endorsed by no less than an authority than Mommy the Swami.
There you go.
That's 202-8760 for JNS Professional Landscape.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Mr. Sandman.
time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Stay tuned for news and views.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you is able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs.